Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war. Because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Hey, everyone. How you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio. I welcome everybody to the program. I hope everybody's doing well tonight. It's 6.05 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. And we had quite a show last Sunday and on Thursday. You know, at that show there, Jason and I had a little disagreement. Some of you were listening, maybe on the line now. He and I had a disagreement at the end. And but, you know, you see, that's what this show is about, understanding the times in which we live in. All of us are not going to agree all the time. And if you're going to take everything personal, therefore, you know, we're never going to achieve any type of success amongst each other. We had disagreements. And some of us are not going to bend. Now, I did reach out to Jason on Facebook and told him, yeah, you know, I'm willing to give a little if you're willing to give a little. And, you know, I need your help this week on the program. You know, I have another show coming up at 8 p.m. I'm going to be a guest on another show, and we're going to wrap up this debate here we've been having for the last, I'd say, month or so. I have the Black Jesus Minister, his program, and I've had other people, Mr. Wiley and other people who I consider are racists. They had racist opinions, in my opinion, because they felt I was racist. But we had a debate and a discussion. Now, this show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want my supporters to get a pen and pencil ready, because I'm going to give the call-out number, call-in number. And I am requesting my people to call in tonight. I need your help. Okay? I need your assistance tonight at 8 p.m. You know, and I messaged Daryl, who has an organization supporting the Confederate flag. I'm hoping he'll join. I messaged several other people. Okay, well, BitBanker posted it in the chat room. Thank you very much. So I hope you have a pen and paper ready to write down the number. I don't know where a few other people are tonight. I don't know where Mike from Wisconsin is tonight. Surely he can't be out to dinner again. I know a couple weeks ago he was out at dinner and he couldn't make it. He messaged me, so I don't know where he is. But he's not here tonight. I don't see his number on the call screen. Mike from Wisconsin, I don't know where you are. Maybe Joe and Sebastian, Florida, can tell me where he is tonight. I don't know. I messaged him. The show was posted. I know when I don't have a show, he's blowing my phone up, asking me what's going on. And he's blowing everyone else's phone up. What's going on? Why isn't there a show? What's going on? Well, I posted it. Where are you, Mike? You know, maybe he got confused and thought the show was going to be at 8 p.m. But, I mean, come on, we're all educated here some way or some form or shape. I mean, I specifically said I was going to do my show at 6 p.m. and do the debate show at 8 p.m. Now, this debate show, folks, is not going to be people yelling at each other. It's going to be me and a fellow debater, okay? I need someone who's going to be a partner with me, who shares the views like me, that the Confederate flag was not made, it doesn't stand for racism. The media makes it stand for racism, okay? The history of the Confederate flag has nothing to do with slavery, okay? It doesn't. Just because the skinheads and the Ku Klux Klan or whatever groups decide to adopt the symbol and wave that flag saying that's our symbol does not mean that's what the flag really represents. The flag represents heritage, okay? It is the Confederate flag, the Confederacy. And a matter of fact, the flag you see on the news really is not the real Confederate flag. There are three different symbols. I'm looking at the chat room too. All right, we'll go there in a minute. But the Confederate flag represents other. It doesn't represent hate. Let's put it that way. Because if I say a maple tree is my cause to go out and blow up a building, does that mean all maple trees should be chopped down? Come on. You know, so why should a Confederate flag be banned and discriminated against and hated? And all Confederate monuments be defaced, spray painted? This is wrong. This is the heritage. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Over 180,000 blacks fought for the Confederacy. I wasn't around during the Civil War. I can only tell you what I read in the history books that I studied. And I'm going to bring a presentation for that show tonight that I brought a couple of years ago when that idiot murdered the people in the church in South Carolina. Okay? I'm going to have to pull out my historical notes, true history, where I open a history book and I don't take one excerpt out of it and make that my whole application to truth. No, what do you do when you read a book? You start from the beginning to the end, you read it till the end. You don't get into the middle of the book and say, that's what it all means. No. All right, and we went over this a couple years ago. The show is archived where I talked about the Confederate flag, where I called Walmart actually live on the program and tried to get a Confederate cake made through the bakery department with a Confederate flag on it. If anyone remembers, I did a show where I was having a picnic, and I said, hey, I need a cake made, and I want a Confederate flag on it, saying congratulations to, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And they said, no, we cannot make that cake because the Confederate flag will be on it. Isn't that nice? But they can make a cake with two men holding hands. Or two women holding hands and kissing. Right? Right? So, you know, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. Why people, it's so hard to get through to people. And again, I invited Jason onto the program tonight. I don't know where he is. I told him I really would like to have you back on the program. And I don't know if he's out there or not. But I did reach out to him, and I'm willing to meet him halfway. Because, you know, if he felt disrespected in any type of way, then I apologize for that. But, you know, we can't do that, teacher. This is a radio show. We're not talking about checkers here. We're talking about hard issues, issues that offend people, issues that offend me, issues that offend you. And that's why and that's what we're talking about these liberals. So we're really being two-faced. If we're going to be offended by what each other says, we're just like the damn liberals out there, aren't we? Aren't we? Suck it up, come back to the show, call in, and be a part of the program. Be a man. Suck it up. Come on. I want you on the program. I reached out to you. I met you halfway. Where are you, Jason? No. And I'm going to ask a couple of my supporters. Well, Mike's not here. He was there last week. Yeah, I don't know where the heck he went. You know, but I'm going to open up the phone lines. Anyone who wants to contribute or has another subject they wish to speak about, I know I got a bunch of people in the chat room. You can press the number 1, and I will connect you to the program. The show is going to be shortened tonight because, like I said, I have another program tonight at 8 p.m. As a matter of fact, I need to give that phone number out. So, folks, I don't need people calling me at 8 p.m. saying what the phone number is. Joe, it's Sebastian, Florida. I see you. I'll connect you in 1 second, okay? The phone number to the program at 8 p.m., and I really do need your help, folks. I need your support tonight. I'm going to be battling black racists tonight. I need your help fighting for something that is important to a lot of people. And if we're going to distort history, distort truth, then what the hell kind of country do we live in? We're two-faced. We are, because we got to tell the facts. We got to listen. Everyone's entitled to their opinions, but opinions does not mean that that is a factual foundation on the way we should live today. The phone number to the program tonight at 8 p.m. tonight is 619-924-9807. Again, 619-924-9807. That is the phone number, and I'll read it before I close again tonight. And I need you, and I'm not asking any of you to call in and argue with these people. I'm asking you to be judges, because that's what's going to end up happening. You see, I need a debate partner, actually, for the show. I really need a debate partner. I need someone to back me up, and I need a judge on my side. That's what they want. They want, we're going to have a judge for that side. We're going to have a judge for this side. And if it's a tie, we're going to open it up to the audience. Peter, Bit Banker Peter cannot make it. He's hosting a missionary at his church tonight. I tried to get Peter. I wanted Jason to be my debate partner, but he, I guess, doesn't want to partake in the show. Why? I don't know. I'm going to Facebook him after I connect my first caller here. Well, he didn't even read my last message, so if we're going to act this way, that's just pitiful. It really is. It's just pitiful. It just is. This is disgusting. You know? All right. First caller, Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Sebastian, Florida. Go ahead, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, everyone. Last Thursday on the show, it was interesting. I liked it. And I can't say that to all of them, but still, I liked that show. There was one thing that is wrong, that our government puts out misinformation, okay? And I went there, and I ran it down, and I proved the point, okay, what's happening. It goes like this. I was in Saudi Arabia. I was on a ship at the UAE, United Arab Emirates. And that's where
United Arab Emirates, yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, and basically, I had to go up every day to Khobar Towers. Now, you take a picture of that, and you'll show that all the windows have been blown up. They blew it up about a year later after I left there. They blew it sky high. Okay, all three buildings they blew up. Now, I told my driver after I left there, and I says I want to go down the road here. Why? You can't go down that road. I says I want to go down this road here. Now I had a white hat on. A boss has a white hat on, and basically the yellow hats are people that are workers. Okay, I went down there until I found the guy with a white hat. We traveled about maybe five miles to where all the oil, a whole mess of oil wells. I'll put it that way. So, I went over to him and I asked him, "Can I talk to you for a while?" "Sure, why not?" "Hey, where are you from?" "Okay, I'm from Connecticut." And here we go. So, I asked him about the oil situation. Now, this is basically what this man, a boss from the oil area that was drilling oil wells, told me. First of all, that the oil wells, after the oil is all taken out, they cap it. They cap the oil well. They don't fill it up. They don't do anything. It's just put a cap on it, and then they go to another well that was full that they pumped dry, and it's full again. Okay? They ran tests on the oil, and they found out that it's different oil, okay, a different grade of oil. Now, okay, basically, okay, what's going on? I left, and when I got back, I got on the computer, and I started hunting this down. Nobody tells me this, okay? this here is my opinion on what it is. Okay, I could be wrong on this, but it's basically from another ocean, the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has oil, not oil, but it has water that trickles down through the heat, through the chemical disposition of everything, and it comes out in a pool, in a sex, you know, in a big area that happens to be oil. So they pull it out and they test it, and oh yeah, this is good oil. It's different from the original oil that was there before, but that's the way it works. So also, what I can say is the Dead Sea has gone down 4 to 8 inches since they've been keeping records, and nobody knows why it's gone down. Mainly because of the fact that, oh, they're saying, oh, evaporation, well, it trickles down. Well, but they never say that, oh, it travels and changes its disposition, its molecular structure, and then it comes out as oil and we pull it up. So basically, I just wanted to tell everybody that, because the wrong opinion was entered by and so on on our net here, and I happen to know exactly what it is, and I've told people. Okay, back to you, Joe.
Well, thanks, Joe, from Sebastian, Florida. And by any chance, do you know where Mike is tonight?
No, I don't. I know he went out to dinner the other night. I don't know where he is right now. Maybe there's a storm up there, okay? I was beat tonight when I went shopping today, and I got home. My knees were killing me, so I just laid down for a little while. But I didn't even call him. But probably
okay. I understand.
Joe, real quick, you heard the
show last week, the end of the program. What's your opinion on between the debate Jason and I had? I mean, did I say anything off the record that should not have been said on the program? I mean, obviously he was offended, and he doesn't want any part of the program anymore, from what I can see. Even though I did reach out to him on Facebook, but what's your opinion? Because you said you liked the show, and that's the key here, you know. But what's your opinion?
Can I call a spade a spade?
You can.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a person. Okay, Joe, you have a personality that you go up one side of somebody and down the other. They're not giving it back because it's your show. They just say, well, it's his show, to hell with it. But someday, somebody is going to really tear into you. And, well, you know, with the way you tear into the people. And you're not going to like it, not one bit, like you did Betty. So she didn't like it either. So basically, that's what it is. Sometimes you go off the handle, okay? Enough said.
Okay. Well, hey, I like I said, I give everyone their chance, though. Did I not? Did I not last week say you got the last word? You know, and I do that for everyone, so you can't say I don't give everyone a chance on the program to speak. You can't say that, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the way you tear into people, okay? Actually, Joe, you belittle them, okay? On the air, in front of everybody. That's not liked, okay? A lot of people take offense by that. That's what I meant. Good.
Okay. Advice taken. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I do. And, you know, you're always welcome on the program. And I hope it's not too late for you, the program at 8 p.m., because, like I said, I need all support I possibly can get. But, Joe, I got another caller. Thank you so much for contributing tonight. Joe from Sebastian, Florida. He's a constant supporter of the program. I'm going to mute his number now if he wants to call back in again. All he has to do is press the number one. BitBanker. Go ahead, BitBanker from Connecticut. Go ahead.
Good evening, Joe in Florida. He was speaking about the oil, and I tend to agree with what he says. You know, as mankind goes, the crust of the earth is about 7 miles thick, you know, around the mainland, and supposedly around 24, 25 miles thick around mountain ranges. And we've never made it through the crust at the 7-mile depth, so we have no idea what's down there or what's going on. But oil does renew itself. It doesn't renew itself, like Joe said, quickly, unless it's flowing from someplace else, of course, which it probably is. But oil renews itself. It's not infinite, as they say, because we keep getting more and more and more. But that's my comment about that. Now, you know, when you go and you buy a used car, and, well, it used to be. Now the law has probably changed. They don't have prices on the windshield or anything. You know, you walk in and you say, how much is this car? And they say, well, how much do you have to spend? You know, you're looking for supporters for your show. You're going to have a big debate. Here's my advice. The first person who names the price loses. Your mouth shut and your ears open. Let them talk. Let them put themselves in a box. First of all, you're never going to win with them. Never, ever are you going to win. They want $40 million in a mule, and that's the end of the story, and you're not going to change their mind. Let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk and give your answer. That's my advice for that. But now, getting back to the Bible, I've never read the Bible. I don't know anything about the Bible. Well, I did a little in Genesis 1, as far as I know. And the first few words, the first few sentences, it says, God said, remove the water so there will be land. Is that correct?
The book of Genesis, to be honest with you, in theology, when I went to the Frontline Bible Institute to obtain my bachelor's in theology, Genesis was one of the hardest books for me to understand. I'm going to have to get back with you on that with Peter. So I can't give you an honest answer on that. But it's
all
a
right,
respectful question. All right.
Well, that's right. Because I got five sentences into the Bible, and I had a problem. Because God said, remove the water so there will be land for Adam and Eve. I want to know where the water went. Because it just didn't disappear, as far as I can tell, as far as I know. But that's as far
well,
as I got into it.
Like I said, I don't want to give a misinterpretation here because, remember, Scripture is for private interpretation and study, and the Bible does say that. And remember, you have to study the Bible. There's three applications to Scripture, and I always applied this during my theological studies: historical, doctrinal, and spiritually. All right? So remember, you have to apply history. You got to apply the doctrine to the Bible, which meaning the words in the Bible, and then you have to apply it spiritually. You got to have faith. If you're going to read the Bible and say, I'm going to try to disprove this thing, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. You know, so you have to apply those three applications. All right. But that's a good question. I copied and pasted it, and I'm going to try calling Dr. Ventura to ask him that question because he was. If I can find his number, I don't know if I have his number available here.
I'm not trying to disprove anything. We've had many conversations. I'm not a Bible reader or anything like that. And you talked to me and you told me try it. And I said I would. And after a couple of months and everything of forgetfulness and that, I finally did. And this is what I came up with. And you're opening up a can of worms. Because if I'm two sentences into it and I have questions, you've got a long way to go.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. But just don't try to ask questions. Also, remember what I told you last show. The Bible answers itself. Scripture answers itself. Keep reading, and you'll find your answer. Remember, the Scripture always the Bible. That's what was my most stunning thing when I first read the Bible. It always answers itself. If you have a question, you'll find it later on down the road. And you'll be like, that's what that meant. That's why in the book of Timothy, he states very clearly, rightly divide the word as a workman approved unto God, studying thy word. Okay, you have to study the word. It's not a book that you're reading to, it's not a story, you're like a movie. It's not a novel, okay? It's not really even a history book. It's a book telling you about how life is going to be or how life was and how life applies to you. Remember what I just told you.
historical, spiritual, and doctrinal. And if you apply those three applications, you'll be okay. All right? But my other question to you, I'm trying to find Dr. Ventura's number. Whenever the heck I need it, I can never find it. But the show tonight...
Well, it's gonna take me
no. Actually, sorry. My question to you was the program we had on Thursday. Joe voiced his opinion, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, which is fine. I'm not angry with him. He voiced his opinion, and he's right in some ways. I can really tear into somebody and destroy them. You're right, and people take offense to that. But I'm sorry. Maybe my knowledge offends people. I'm sorry. Maybe I go about it the wrong way. Maybe Joe could be right. But what's your opinion on that, on what happened last week?
Well, first of all, he commented on about, I believe, how either the media lies or the government lies. He commented about something like that, doesn't tell the truth. And he's absolutely correct, because it's our language. It's the English language. And, you know, I've said it before, you know, you walk in and a big sign that says, you know, free cell phone. Well, it says free, but what it means is that when you take out that three-year contract at $140 a month, then the phone is free. So
No. I was reverting back to the debate Jason and I had.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. You know, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, so I can't help you.
He's talking about the free cell phone.
He's pretty much on track.
So you're telling me I was wrong how I treated Jason at the end of the program? Is that what you're saying? Even though he attempted to speak over me several times?
I'm not saying – well, you do the same thing to everybody else, and you say it's your program. I told you, I think
well,
he's pretty much
accurate.
Well, I got
to keep order. Don't I have to keep order on the program? Don't I?
You have to keep order. I forgot what I was talking about, but you just interrupted me. I was wondering if you were venturing off
into a different subject, you know, because I have other people that want to jump in. I'm trying to venture off
because I know you're going to interrupt me. That's why I try to get everything out at one time, because you're going to interrupt me, and then I'm never going to get to say what I want to say.
Hang on. Hear me out. Look, you try calling Fox News, you'll get 30 seconds to speak. I give people minutes and minutes to speak. I've got other people with questions. You don't know what I see on the call screen. You don't know. You see the chat room, but you don't see my emails. You don't see Facebook. And I don't want to lose these people because I'm ignoring them. And when I allow – and you guys complain about Dr. Ventura being long-winded. And what do? Now I shut people down. I don't let them carry on and on and on and on and on because it's not their show. I ask a question, and I want an answer. I don't need a 20-minute answer. Just get to the point, you know. I can understand maybe you want to, you know, explain yourself. Okay, you know. But Joe was right, yes. Maybe things got out of control. I admit with Joe and Sebastian with Florida, I agree with him. And I've got another caller that's waiting right now in the wings here. But, Joe, I want you to finish your point.
I'll finish up then. Yes, I understand everything you're saying and what Joe said. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I'm sitting here doing a lot of things, too, besides talking to you or listening to you on the phone. I'm doing research. I've got animals here. I've got three computers running in front of me doing other things that we won't get into. Again, my name is BitBanker. I'm doing many, many different things. So I'm like a one-armed paper hanger with an itch, too, during all of these calls. I think Jason should have had a little bit of a juvenile attitude there to him, not me. I mean, there was a problem, and you said you did what you did and everything like this and everything, and if he doesn't want to be a part of the show, that's his prerogative. But I think he should at least give it another go and jump in there. And you're right, it is a heated subject, and everybody gets you know, a little bit hot under the collar and everything. But you know what? We're not 12 and 13 either, so we should learn to get over it and move on with life. And you know, if you're going to give up a broadcast or a family or a family member or anything because of something that someone said, I don't think that's very right either. So that's my opinion about that.
Okay. Well, I heard you out, and I didn't interrupt you. So And I do that with a lot of people. People can't say I always interrupt. I just have to interject sometimes because I see things. I have a studio here, and people want to be heard. People are impatient. We know that because we're all going here, going there, going here, going there. We ain't got time here at 6:30 at night. I got to go here. I got to go there. And I understand that facet about life. And we're trying to make this program larger and larger and larger, and we've been succeeding so far, okay? So anyway, 678, go ahead. I don't know who this is, but 678, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Joe, it's not 678. It's me. And,
well, that's the number I see, Mike, 678.
Well, I'm calling in from my regular phone. And I've been on this line before you started talking. So,
oh wow,
this is what I'm going to tell us. Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you. I don't appreciate being told that I went out to eat or I'm fat or anything like that.
I never said you were fat, Mike. Never said you were fat.
Yes,
come
you
on
did.
Now.
You
no,
past,
I did not, Mike.
I
never did.
Did.
Banker, did I now, say he was fat tonight? Come on now.
Not
Joe
tonight.
In Sebastian, Florida. Come on,
You won't shut up long enough. You won't shut up long enough, Joey, to get the answer. You did say that in shows ago.
No, I did not. No, I did not. Shows ago. No, I did not. Never. I said he has a problem with his health, and he is overweight, and he should watch his weight, and his father in Florida knows that too. We don't want to see you dead, Mike. We don't want to see you going out to eat. You need to watch your health because we care about you, and we don't want to see you in a coffin, okay? That was the point of what the things I said. If you're offended by me trying to save your life, I'm sorry. Oh, God forgive me.
No, I don't want to see you dead. Yeah, I understand, and I appreciate that, of course. But like tonight, you went off on me. Where the hell is Mike? Mike's got to be here. He told me he was going to be here. And here I am sitting on the line listening to you. You know,
Mike, you call in from an unknown number. Every single show we've done, it's the first time you've ever called in from a number I can read. Bitbanker, what does Mike call you from? A private number. Am I right or wrong?
I have no idea why I came up that number.
I really don't know. I don't have a real caller ID, but I assume it is, yes.
Yeah, you complain about it, Bitbanker. You say he always calls me from a private number, and I don't know it's him. So don't tell me that, Bitbanker, okay? He always calls me from a private number, and then he calls into this show from a private number all the time. So that's how I recognize you, Mike. Your number shows up as 111111 on my call screen. So when you call in from a 678 number, how the hell am I supposed to know it's you? You know, come on.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be saying those things about me. You know?
I'm expecting you to be here? If Bitbanker doesn't show up, if I don't see Bitbanker's 203, 403 number on my show, I'm going to say, where the heck is Bitbanker? He promised me he was going to be here. If I don't see 772-388, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, I'm going to say, where the hell is Joe from Sebastian, Florida? He told me he'd be here. He supports the program. What's wrong with that,
that's
Mike?
Fine to say.
What's wrong with that?
It's fine. Will you please let me talk? It's okay to be that way. To ask where a person might be and everything else. But don't go on and ridicule the person for not being there. I don't know where he is. He might be out to eat. He might be this. He might be that. And blah, 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 blah. Okay, I understand. I might be out to eat, okay? But I don't have the finances to go out to eat every day. And when someone invites me out for my birthday, which was last week, what am I going to say? No, I'm not going to go because, you know, I got to sit and go on my nephew's show. You know what? I've done that many times.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you should. Because when I don't have my show, like I said in the beginning of this program, because I think that's what you're pissed off at, because when I don't have this show, you are emailing my father, you're emailing all your relatives, and you're saying, why didn't he post the show? Where is he?
Where is he? What am I going to do? If you don't want me to
That's right, Mike. You're absolutely right.
I don't call the damn show anymore. How's that? I mean, don't you want to have to worry about
me checking
up on you?
You're absolutely right. Mike, you're absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%. That's why when you weren't here, I wondered where you were. I didn't know you. Mike, you've never called into this show from a 678 number. Come on now. Be honest with me. You've never called in from another number.
I haven't called you in from that number tonight. I'm using the same phone I use every single time I call in. This is the only phone I have.
Mike, it's a different number. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's showing up as a different number. Why? Why?
Okay,
why is that?
But I'm being honest with you, Michael.
I'm being honest with you. I'm telling you, on my call screen, the area code shows 678 for the last 2 years. When you call in, it shows a private number. And my BitBanker, you know damn well he calls everyone from a private number. Don't give me that crap, BitBanker, because you complained about it and you told me, you told him you complained about it. Don't tell me that crap.
I have no idea why it's on your screen, Joe. Because I'm calling from the same phone number. My phone is blocked through the phone company. I have nothing to do with
it. Oh, baloney. You could change that, Mike. You need to get that lifted because nobody knows when you call. Mike.
Okay, wait a minute. First,
I'm not going to change it just because of your program.
Right, first of all, when I had my cell phone and I could see who was calling me, you're absolutely right. I don't have a caller ID where I run to my caller ID to see who's calling me. I've announced many times on this show, when my phone rings, I answer it. If I don't answer my phone, that means I'm not here. I don't care who's calling me. I don't want to know who's calling me before I say hello. But you're absolutely right when he's calling on a cell phone. And that's the way Michael's been doing it for as long as I can remember. You're absolutely right. But as I just said, I don't use a cell phone. I use a cell phone very rarely, so I don't know about, you know.
Yeah, my BitBanker, hang on. Mike, I want to get back to you, but hang on. No, BitBanker, don't you dare beat around the bush with a politically correct answer. You've told me many times, and you said you told Michael, why do you call me from a private number? Because I don't know who you are. So you're skeptical about answering. And Michael, I've told you too, Michael, I only answer a private number because I think it's you. Usually I hate answering private numbers. But, Michael, you say I can't change it. I can't. But, BitBanker, you told me that's baloney. He can change it. Come on. Tell me the truth, BitBanker. Come on.
It's anonymous. You can change it in your phone. There's an option for setting it to take it off of anonymous. Yes, you can. You're absolutely right what you said, but you're absolutely wrong. What I told you is the truth. On my cell phone, it comes up anonymous or unknown caller or something, and I'm hesitant about answering it because I don't know who it is. But on my home phone,
and that's how I am.
But on my home phone, I don't care who's calling me because I'm not running to a caller ID to look and see who's calling me.
But you don't like, listen, the whole point of it is, I'm trying to tell Mike, and I've told you this, BitBanker, when Mike calls into this program, it shows up as a 1111 number, okay? That's how I know it's Mike. That's how I know it's him. So it's okay, Mike, if you got calling from a private number. It's okay. I know it's you. But tonight, you were a 678 number. I didn't know it was you. I swear to God, I didn't know it was you, okay?
I understand that, Joe, and I that's okay, but, you know, don't drag me under the bus because, you know, you think I'm not here. You know, I might not be here in the first 5 or 10 minutes because of something that's going on,
I mean, one time I wasn't here for the first half an hour because all the cows got out. You know, I mean,
Mike,
you know,
it's okay. It's okay, Mike. But, Mike, listen,
yes,
we have technology today. Mike, you can
right.
send me a text message. Joe, I got stuff going on. Joey, I what did you do when you told me you were going out for your birthday? You said, Joey, I can't make it tonight. What did I say? I said, okay, I wish you could make it, though. But you said, when someone offers me a free dinner, I got to take it. And I said, okay. Right? And you went and listened to the program afterwards, and you messaged me and told me it was a great program. Am I right or wrong, Mike?
I have a question. Area code 678 supposedly is from Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. So how the hell am I supposed to know that's Michael? You know? I'm thinking it's a crank caller. Go ahead, Mike. The floor is yours. Go ahead. Why do you have a 678 number tonight? Why?
I have no idea, and I told you that. I mean, I'm calling from the same phone. Tell you what, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call back. You see me.
Okay.
See if I come back as 111.
Good idea, Mike. Hey, Mike, that's the smartest thing I've heard all night. Good idea. And let's see what happens. He's hung up. Okay, here's 678. 365 number has logged out, okay? And he's going to call back in, he said. So this is what I'm talking about. How am I supposed to know that's Michael? Like, he's never called in from that number, guys. Come on now. You're putting the blame on me. And Joe and Sebastian Florida said, right, people are going to tear into me. That's fine. I got thick skin. You know, I don't mind. Go right ahead because I've done nothing wrong tonight. I just asked where Mike was. That's all I did tonight.
Yeah, that's
I didn't
what,
call
that,
him.
That's not what, Mike, that's what Mike's saying, talking about.
What's he talking about then? Explain it to me.
Well, on the way you say things about him when he doesn't call in and everything, and he was on the line, that's the point he's trying to make, I think. And the fact is that something's screwed up now, and he's calling from Georgia instead of his regular number. You know, and you're sort of yelling about where is he, and you're absolutely right. He emails me about the show and everything else, and then I got to go and try to find out what's going on and everything or relay to him what I know. You know, when that's why I told you, post it on Facebook a day or two before or something so that everybody
I've been doing
that.
I took your advice. That's what I've been doing.
Right.
And welcome, Cog, to the program. Welcome, Cog, to the chat room. Cog is logged into the chat room. See, this is me as a host. I got to pay attention to the listeners. Sorry if I interrupted you, Bitbanker, but I have to welcome new listeners. But go ahead, carry on, Bitbanker.
I don't have too much more to say about the subject. I'm waiting for Mike to call back in.
Mike has called back in. And on my call screen, Mike, to answer your question, Mike has called back in. I'm going to patch him back through. And Mike, you need to call your phone company. If you're having problems like this, and I'm telling you, you are, it's showing again 678, and that's a Georgia area code. So tell the phone company or you the jig is up, you know. You know, and that's spoofing caller ID. That's spoofing a caller ID number, and that's a crime, actually. That's a crime. Am I right, Bitbanker?
It's a federal crime, but they don't even want to know about it.
That's true. You're right. They'll never investigate, but it is. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the line. Go ahead.
As you can tell, I have no control over that. And you know what? If my number comes up 678, great. I'm happy about it. Then the telemarketer won't call me back.
There you go. Good idea.
If you remember... If you remember two shows ago, you were complaining about background noise. When I have my phone always muted when I'm not talking, so therefore there's either something wrong with Blog Talk or the telephone exchange.
Well, welcome, COG Cog, to the program. He's in the chat room, Mike. Tonight we've had an interesting topic. Jason obviously has abandoned the show. I asked him to be a partner with me tonight, and you were right. He did act juvenile. He did act juvenile. I reached out to him on Facebook, folks, and Mike or anyone who wants to see the messages that were typed back and forth,
That's fine. You know, I don't know if Jason, you know, because I don't hide anything. And the first message he sent me was, you know, he was angry at the things I said at the end of the program. But, you know, if you remember correctly, and this goes for to Joe and Sebastian Fuller, I said, what do I always do at the end of the program, folks? Don't tell me I don't, because I do. What are your last words? Everyone has a chance to have their last words, and I do that right here. And what did Jason do last week? I'm going to say goodbye, and he hung up on me. But 3 seconds later, he sent me a message on Facebook saying, this is what he said. And I want your opinion, Bitbanker Mike, on this and anyone else. I listened to the end of your show. First, learn what lag and laticity mean is. Because half time, some starts talking you. I don't know what he's saying. Immediately, start talking over them. I guess he's saying I'm talking over people, which a lot of people complain about. But I'm sorry, I have to sometimes. I've got to keep control of the show. Because of lag and latency and last, I've done more in my first 40 years of life that 99% of the population can only dream of. I am far from miserable. I am quite happy, quite successful with life. You say you allow everyone to voice their opinions only when they agree with yours. Not true, folks. I just told you. And go replay the show. I always tell everyone you can have your last words on this program. It's not a talk show. It's a dictation. Hang on. Let me finish his message. Yep, and my views really don't differ much from yours. But my name isn't Ventura. Why is he criticizing Dr. Ventura? He wasn't even on the program. I didn't find religion in prison. So what's that? A stab at me for being in prison? And I prefer common sense by thing at which I can touch and see. Does not mean I'm not spiritual. Yes, it does. You're right. I don't study the Bible. Oh, he agreed with me. I study science. And contrary to what you believe, it's not all theory. So he's saying science isn't theory. Okay, that's fine. That's an argument. And the Bible don't hold all the answers. Sorry, I disagree with you. It does. It does. Have fun with your dictation, one-sided show. You earned yourself one less listener. If you want to learn how to run the damn show, learn how to use a computer. Learn what latency means. Latency is and lag. You're right, Jason. I'm not computer illiterate. Hang on. Let me finish this message, please. Bandwidth. How a phone works. What the hell a mute button does. What it takes for that caller's voice to go through. All the switches and hubs and wires and routers and even satellite to get to your ears. Then you will understand latency and lag and realize the only person talking over anyone is you. And Blog Talk is trash. So he says Blog Talk Radio is trash. Have a good radio career. No, it's a hobby, not a career, idiot. Maybe you could read this out over your next show because I'm done. Well, I read it out, Jason, you coward. You're nowhere to be found tonight. I reached out to you, and I did all I can do to try to make peace with you, Jason. Where are you? Where are you, Jason? Maybe we should call him. What do you think? But go ahead, Bitbanker. You were trying to interrupt me. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Uninterrupted.
You're doing exactly what Joe said you do. But he's talking about latency, what I talked about years ago. When someone's talking, it may take 4 seconds for my voice to actually be heard on the radio. That's why, you know, sometimes I interrupt you or you interrupt me or whatever. And like just happened just a minute ago. And you said, hold on. And I said, okay, because I thought you stopped and I was able to jump in there. But then I realized I couldn't. So I put myself back on mute. Go ahead.
Well, I read his message. You just heard what I said. He wanted me to read it. So that's what I did. I read his message.
Mike,
you're still on. What's your opinion on that, Mike?
My opinion was that you were okay for giving your rebuttal until you called him an idiot. Okay?
Okay.
He's giving you his opinion, Joe. And you got to remember, You know, and take this because you know me. It's your show, not his, not mine. Okay? We have no obligation to be here at all, except to support you. Okay? Now, if you're gonna take your frustrations out on me because I was supposedly not here, okay? It hurts our feelings. And, you know, sorry, but we have feelings. So does your grandmother. You know, if she don't want to be, if she doesn't want to talk.
She's here tonight, Mike. She's here.
Okay, Joey. But if she doesn't want to talk when there are different types of people on here, that is her prerogative. And you have to abide by it because, you know, that's you know, I'd rather have a caller on the line than somebody like Jason that's written you off. You know, I think your program is interesting. I think you have you go a lot further than most hosts go. You know, you're not afraid to call businesses and in governments and everything else. I mean, you know, you're one of a kind, actually. But you know, don't. What's that saying? Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Well, if your caller or your supporters are supporting you, you know, just be a little bit nicer to us. That's all, Joe.
All right, Mike. I'll take that into consideration. But what do you think about BitBanker? He stated that Jason acted juvenile, and Mike, you were here last week. And that's what kind of frustrated me, because I needed your input. And I didn't know you were on the line. We already went through that, so let's not beat a dead horse. I didn't know that was your number. I apologize. But BitBanker said he acted juvenile at the end of the program. And that was a good thing, what he said. Because he did, because what did I say at the end of the program? You are given your last words. Instead, he ran away. He's got too much Bill Lewis in him. Everyone, and Bill Lewis is an evil, evil individual. He's a dirtbag, and my family knows that. And I'm gonna listen. I don't care what anyone says about this. I'm not gonna get into it too much here. But he's got too much bad upbringing, and I'm sorry for that. And I told Jason in a Facebook message, I said, "You're my brother. I'm willing to meet you halfway. I'm willing to meet you halfway." Okay, because it's my show, like you said, Mike. But if you felt I was talking over you, I promise it won't happen again. All right? And he chose not to take the bull by the horns and come on the program and be a man and stand up and be a family member. Don't run away. Don't run away. You know? Don't run away from the argument that we were arguing about. Don't run away. Stand up. Let's get this stuff out in the open. Let's talk about this. You know, Mike, am I right or wrong? What do you always say, Mike? If you don't want the truth, don't ask me. Right? You always tell me that, Mike. So what Jason did was juvenile. I agree. I agree with BitBanker. Do I hate him for that? No. Am I pissed off at him? Yes, I am pissed off because I reached out to him all week and said, please come back. Mike, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, you're right, Joe. You know, my motto is if you want to hear the right answer, then ask me. But if you don't want to hear the right answer, then go ask someone else. Okay? And that's the way I've always been, and everybody knows that. But, you know, at that point, I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing with, you know, you're saying mean stuff about somebody because they're not on the program when you started. Or you're saying mean stuff about people because of one reason or another. If it's somebody I don't know, then you can say mean stuff. But, you know, when you say mean stuff about a family member, you know, I have to take it to a little bit of consideration as well, because if you're dogging on them, I kind of feel like you're dogging on me a little bit, even though you're not, okay? But all I can say is let's be a kinder.
a kinder Joseph, and especially the supporters. And, you know, and keep your attitude like you have. Don't lose that attitude. Keep your attitude like you have to, you know, people that want to call in and debate you.
Well, yeah, I agree. And for people that are listening, you missed the beginning of the program. I have to make the announcement one more time because we got new listeners and new people in the chat room. Tonight at 8 p.m., we have a debate going on between me and Black Jesus Minister. It's going to be a five-minute per-caller debate, which one caller gets 5 minutes to address his position, okay? And we're talking about the Confederate flag. Is the Confederate flag racist? Should the Confederate flag be in a museum someplace? Or should people be allowed to fly that Confederate flag on their front porch as they wish? Or even be replaced back on the South Carolina State House, where it was taken down because of that idiot who went in the church and murdered innocent people, which was a crime. It was wrong. And tonight I'm going to be debating against a lot of people, most likely. And the phone number to call in, you need to grab a pen, people out there. I know BitBanker posted the phone number in the chat room. Okay? BitBanker posted the number in the chat room. Welcome, Flycatch, to the chat room. Another listener here. We got a bunch of people in the chat room. See, I have to monitor the chat room, too.
But I'm asking
my supporters just to listen. Just to listen tonight. Okay? We're going to be debating the Confederate flag on Black Jesus Ministers Radio. I'm going to be the debater, and we're going to debate this professionally. There's going to be a moderator, and we're going to present the facts, okay? And the phone number for the listeners on the call line is 619-924-9807, okay? Well, thank
you
very much, Flycatch, for that those kind words. I appreciate that, Flycatch, and I hope you tune in to the Black Jesus Minister show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I need a debate partner. I need someone who's going to be there to be my partner just to follow the lead. I need someone. And I thought Jason may step up to the plate. I asked him. Maybe we can, reconcile, I guess, our differences and work together. But you see, Jason's not willing to do that, Mike. He's not willing to. He's got too much of the other side in him. He was brought up the wrong way, you know?
No.
But go ahead, Mike, if you got something to say. Go ahead.
He has his feelings to it, Joe. So, you know, I guess, you know, you got to give him a little time, I guess, you know. But I got something maybe funny to say to you, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Mike.
If you're going to be the debater on Jesus Minister show, does that make him the masturbator? Remember,
Mike, go ahead. I like it, Mike. Hey, but see, Mike, that's why I'm asking my supporters. Because, look, I have a judge. I have someone who's going to be a judge on the program. He's going to have a judge. But I have a feeling he's going to have one of his racist, black racist friends be a judge. And my judge is going to be alternative. But, guess what? When it's a 1-1 tie, it's being thrown over to the audience. The audience is going to get the opportunity to call in and say, hey, this guy made a better historical argument than what you made. And look, listen, we all know that there is racism in this country. Of course there is. There's black racism, white racism. Come on, we know that. But the fact of the matter is the Confederate flag has nothing to do with it. Why can't the Mike, I thought your number actually, that's another thing that surprised me, shocked me. I thought your number was one of the Confederate organizations I asked to call in tonight. So I was kind of surprised when I saw it was you. So, but anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you know, the Confederate flag, it may represent racism and offend some people, but so what? I'm offended by such and such. But does that give me the right to make you
not believe in something or have a flag or a statue in your front yard or represent something that you believe in, and you're labeled a racist and a hater just because you're hanging a Confederate flag in your front yard? Hey, what if your great-grandfather fought in the Civil War and fought for the South? Now, listen, we're going to get into this tonight. The South, the Civil War was not fought over slavery, folks. For goodness sake, Abraham Lincoln wanted to deport all the blacks after the Civil War. Read your history. Understand your history, man. And like I said, Mike, on this program, I allow everyone to get a voice. And people say I talk over people, but I'm sorry. It's just that I want to keep control of the show. You've seen, Mike, in other shows where we've lost control. We've seen that, where people just start talking over and we start threatening people. Dr. Ventura was threatened on this show by Tone. Remember that? He was going to go out to California and smack the crap out of him, remember? So that's why I put a stop to some people speaking. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is, man. You know, I do take into consideration what Joe in Smashing Florida did say. And Mike, I take into consideration what you said. I'll pay closer attention to the people who are closer to me and supporters of the program. But listen, folks, all you got to do is call in at 657-383-0616. If you've got a story to share, you want to talk about another story, you want to talk about Donald Trump, you want to talk about the Confederate flag, you want to talk about racism in America, I don't care what you want to talk about. All you got to do is press the number one, and you'll be on the panel with all the other callers. And you don't have to call in and then hang up, because I don't do that to people. It's just the way it is. I allow everyone a voice. And I'm going to tell you right now, we got 49 people on the phone line, and I've only got 5 people on the panel. So I know there's people out there who have something that they want to say. Okay? And Deborah Lewis in Eden, North Carolina, I'm glad she's listening tonight. I'm glad Elizabeth Rondo is back on the program listening tonight in Wallingford, Connecticut. That's great. That's great. I'm glad she's back. She doesn't want me to – she had a birthday this past week. She don't want me to tell how old she is. That's fine. But she did have a birthday, so happy birthday to her. And hopefully she'll have many, many more. Okay? And Joe Fitzpatrick, Florida, also you. Joe didn't mind talking about his age. He's 86 years old. He's getting up there, but hey, I hope he lives another 10 years, you know. And I hope we can be doing a program and talking about him being 96. Wouldn't that be nice, huh? But if you got something to say, all you got to do is press the number one, and I will connect you onto the program. But BitBanker and Mike, again, tonight, an important program on the Black Jesus Minister program, okay? Very important. Again, the phone number is 619-924-9807. We will be debating what racism is in America. We will be debating the symbols of racism, especially the Confederate flag. Folks, the Confederate flag does not stand for racism. It was never once used in a battle against the North. Never. And I'm going to pull out the facts in the history books, folks. Okay? I wish Dr. Ventura could have joined me tonight. Actually, I did have him on standby, but we kept talking. We had other important issues clear up here with a few of my supporters, which is good to talk about things. But he has a missionary from Africa, actually, at his church tonight. He's in San Diego, California. Dr. Ventura, he couldn't make it tonight, so... And BitBanker, if you could find the link to Black Jesus Minister's radio show and post it in the chat room, that would be great. Let's see here. Who else do I got? All right, Joe from Fashion 40 is still on the queue. BitBanker's around the queue. Mike, go ahead, Mike. I would like to wrap it up a little bit early unless we get some new callers. We do have a chat room full with a lot of people. Of course, Flycatch is on in the chat room. Thank you so much. You're a supporter of the program also, and I recognize you. And the things you say are very important. And COG, thank you very much. You're in the chat room.
Bridget Pruitt was in the chat room. She disappeared. I don't know why, but we do have numerous guests in the chat room. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, BitBanker posted the link in the chat room. And, Mike, you can also log in the chat room also on your computer while you're on the line, believe it or not. And that would give a little bit more inclination to what's going on with the show. Because I know some of you who call in don't know what I'm talking about or know what people are talking about in the chat room. But, Mike, unless we get a new caller, I see Deborah Lewis. I don't think she – I think she's at work maybe. She may not be able to talk. I'd like to talk a little more about Obamacare and how it's affected the medical industry, but she may not be able to talk right now. But, Deborah Lewis, I would appreciate it if you at least listen into the Black Jesus radio program tonight at 8 p.m., okay? 8 p.m. East, and the phone number is, again, for the people who are tuning in. We've got a few more people tuning in. They always do it at the end of the program. 619-924-9807. Again, 619-924-9807. I have a feeling I'm going to be attacked from all angles. I have no debater who's going to be on my side. Nobody volunteered. I was kind of hoping maybe BitBanker would team up with me tonight. Maybe not.
Nope.
I know Mike, he's not too, he says he doesn't know too much about the Confederate flag and stuff. I remember him telling me that, but I need someone who could be on my side. But I also need a judge who will call in, and I have to give Black Jesus Minister your phone number so you can call in and vote who won the debate. If not, it's going to be turned over to the audience. I believe I do already have a judge that will call in. I believe Bridget will be my judge. Bridget Pruitt, I believe she could be my judge. That would be great. If not, I was kind of hoping Mike or BitBanker or someone would be the judge, and it'll be turned over to the audience. This is important. We're going to wrap this up. This conversation about this Confederate flag is going to come on a new subject. And you're right, Mike. We're going to start calling these politicians. You know, they're talking about now 200 days to repeal and replace Obamacare. That's not what was promised to us when Donald Trump was elected. Donald Trump promised by his first day in office. That's what he told us in the campaign trail, was it not, Mike? That he would replace, he would repeal and replace Obamacare. Did he not say that, Mike? Did he not say that on a campaign trail? Come on. He's telling us lies. Or is it Paul Ryan screwing us over?
You need to fly check, Joe. You need to contact Colin Flattery and have him on as a guest.
Well, give me his information. Give me a link. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my email, Flytech. Forward me. I'm going to type it in the chat room right now. It's my personal email. I'm going to type it in the chat room. Hang on, folks. It's one of the things I got to do with the host, so that's what I was trying to explain earlier. I got so many people pulling at me here. Flytech, that's my email right there. Email me his contact information. That's my email right there, Flycatch. Email it to me, and I'll get him on the program if you want, Colin. All right, he has a YouTube channel. That'd be great. You know, I'll get him on. I will. I promise. I'll contact him or try to get him on, or maybe you can contact him for me and try to get him on. That would be great. Just email me. All right, and I'm gonna type in my own personal number. Cell phone number in the chat room right now. Don't crank call me, people, please, because I will copy your number and call you live on the show. All right, hang on here. No, I can't do it. Hang on, it's not letting me do it for some reason. Wow. Oh wait, here we go. Here we go. Hang on. Hang on, folks. I'm gonna get to you, Mike. Hang on. I wish I had a co-host to help me out here. All right, there we go.
That's my cell phone, Flycatch, and anyone else. So, Mike, we got 15 minutes left. I'm going to start wrapping it up. I guess Deborah Lewis can't call in because she's at work. That's fine. Elizabeth Rondo,
don't
I don't expect her to call in. Mike, go ahead. You're on the line. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have much more to say. What's rolling over in my mind is how come Hillary's not in prison? She did commit a crime, and, you know, they spent a lot of tax dollars investigating her and her emails and people in her organizations. How come they gave up on that? I mean, would they do that for Joe Blow, that's, you know, an average citizen? No, they'd probably pin him to the wall. She still committed a crime, in my opinion. And, you know, thing I got to say about Trump, he didn't keep his word on that. And, you know, I'm not here to bash him. He's got a lot to do, and he's done a lot. And I understand that.
Yeah, but hang on, Mike. Let me interject. Just let me interject before you carry on, because I know you got a point to make. And anyone else, you want to make a point real quick? We got 13 minutes left to this program. You need to press the number one. Mike, he made a campaign promise, Mike. He made a campaign promise that his first day in office, he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He didn't do it, Mike. He didn't do it.
I know, and I think I was listening to a talk show when they kind of explained why he couldn't. He had to do some direct, you know, executive orders to I guess pave his way to be able to do that. I'm not 100% sure, but they were talking about it, and you know, that's what they were saying. I don't know if it's true. You know, government. But I got to say one thing. Trump has done a good job so far. And
Agreed. Mike, I got another caller here. Mike, I got another caller here, not to interrupt.
Okay.
We're running short on time. We really are. We got 12 minutes left. So, area code 302, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to check in with you. That's all. You know, I'm not really having a whole bunch to say, even though I can out-talk anybody. How are y'all guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. I made an announcement. We're going to be having a debate on the Black Jesus Minister show in about 45 minutes. I don't know if you have his phone number or not. It's in the chat room, but I'll give it to you. And I would appreciate you to interject on this program because, excuse me, I'm sorry. You're well-spoken, and you've been on this program before, I know. I recognize your voice. The phone number is 619-924-9807. And we're going to have an interesting debate tonight. And I don't want to get into the debate tonight right now. So I would hope you'd call into the program and voice your opinion tonight. But we're doing pretty well. We had an interesting discussion tonight. I wish I had you on a little bit earlier. Started getting a little bit heated between family and friends. And we talked about very interesting topics tonight. And we got a lot of people in the chat room also typing. Like I said, Flycatch, welcome. Cog, BitBanker, Bridget Pruitt, a number of guests. Sir, is there anything you want to add to the program? Because I've only got 11 minutes left, and I'll give you the floor for at least 3 or 4 minutes if you got something you want to talk about, or maybe bring forward to Thursday's show on this program. Go ahead.
Let me do this. We all need each other now. Time is a terrible thing to waste. My name is Mandela Khan, which means to connect. And it's not an individual. It doesn't matter if you love Barack Obama, Barack Insane Obama, or Donald Trump, the big Hitler. It's not whether you like Donald Trump or you hate Barack Obama. The social system is rotten to the core as it relates to the people of the planet. Now, I know we like to talk about what's best for how this country was founded, 240-year-old failed experiment that's failing miserably because we're all under kill or be killed. And it's not human and it's not natural. That's what I would first like to say. Live and let live and one love is the longevity for the human experience. If we are all going to be at each other's throats with golf clubs, baseball bats, chains, straight razors, shotguns, Glocks, Uzis, and nuclear weapons, if we all just went and said, well, look, let's go have it out. When the smoke clears, how many people you think going to be here? I'll tell you, not that damn many. So, figures don't lie, and lies don't figure. It's a mathematical equation. From where I sit, it's like this. If you add and multiply, we can become exceedingly great. But if you separate, take away, and divide, there's no way that you're good. That's evil. I don't give a damn what color you are. I don't care if you're black as a skillet, yellow as a banana, or white as snow. If you subtract, take away, and divide, you're evil. If you add and multiply, you're good. And this is about figures. Don't lie, and lies don't figure. That's a mathematical equation. Now, I'm a ninth grade student by social standards. I know some of y'all done went through some of the prestigious high schools and colleges, like HBCUs or Harvard and Yale, like a Brock and Michelle. But y'all got to throw that in the trash, because you might be educated, but you're not intelligent. Now, I know that animals, plants, birds and the bees, flowers and the trees, they all have access to Mother Earth, so that them and their kind can grow and develop, and they can elevate and ascend. Now, the only life forces on the planet that cannot do that at this time is human beings, and that's not human. So we're not human. We're out of our minds. I'm serious. We're out of our minds. As far as the debate, I wouldn't spend not 1 second watching any debate. I never voted in my life. I'm a taxpayer, 67 years old, and I get more voice in the local, county, city, state, and municipal government than anybody who done went to the polls each and every day, each and every 2 to 4 years. And I'm saying that in love, because we got a Ponzi scheme of monopoly, corruption, and greed. Many of us don't know that. Many of y'all done went to these prestigious institutions of what you say higher learning. But if it's higher learning, how is it that on the ground we got all this conflict, so much so that we're not only debating, but we're debating with bats, golf clubs, you know, I can name them all over again, but you know what we're really debating with, right? So who's going to win this war of attrition? Nobody. The only battle that's left to be.
Sir, I got another caller I got to get to before we wrap up the program, but I'd love to have you back on Thursday, because you came in at the end of the program. I would have gave you more time, of course, but I appreciate you calling in. I really do.
What time do you come on Sunday?
Sundays we're on. Listen, on Sundays we're on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Thursdays we're on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Thank
that's
you.
Beautiful. All right, boy.
Hang on. I'm going to leave you on the call line, but I got area code 706. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's on your mind? I got 6 minutes left. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great conversation tonight. First time caller, first time listener. You know, I just want to weigh in my 2 cents. And first and foremost is Obamacare was designed to fail. I don't know how long y'all have been talking about this, but my opinion is it is working, because it was initiated to fail so we can ultimately get to the single-payer system. And it's one huge pay-for-play corporate sham. That's all it is. And Obamacare was always meant to destroy the private health care system and usher a single-payer government-run socialist a socialized medicine plan. And, you know, that's
what
Well,
let me tell you something, sir, area code 706. Let me tell you, you're welcome to come back on Thursday. I'd like to address Obamacare, because that seems to be igniting all these town hall meetings that George Soros is paying all these protesters to go to. And I have a nurse that is a guest on the program. I'd like to get her on the program and talk about how Obamacare destroyed her field also. So I'd like to have you back on Thursday. We're on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But go ahead. You got a couple more minutes before I got to wrap up the show, okay?
No, perfect. You know, I'm a financial advisor, and, you know, so I'm somewhat familiar with the healthcare laws. You know, I've kind of honestly, Obamacare ruined a sector of my practice because it was stripped away from me because they eliminated the competition. And you know, it is what it is. You know, I've moved on, but it's just a complete disaster. And it's in the beginning, you know, and it's quoted several times. Obama specifically says, "You will not lose your doctor. You can keep your plan." And it's going to cut costs, but in fact, it's done the exact opposite. So,
Pelosi said, "We got to pass the bill before we read it."
And
isn't
you just
nice?
Took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to say that. but yeah, I mean, it's just been a complete mess. And I honestly think, if Obama knew this would happen, I don't know how he can sleep at night. Because he lied to every American person, and it's just a complete mess. And honestly, if it doesn't change, and I know you say, you know, Trump did say he does talk out of both ends, and I did vote for Trump because I thought he was our only hope. But I mean, there's no way he can repeal it in one day. And honestly, I think something will happen, and there's going to have to be a change. Will it happen this year? I think so, because, you know, he has a strong sense of urgency on getting things done. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Well, he does. He's a successful businessman. He likes to get things done because what? Time is money. Money is time, correct?
Exactly. But that doesn't necessarily make a good president. But, you know, what makes a good president is someone who's a good leader. And he's going to have to work across both sides. And that is something that I believe wasn't done in our last administration. It was completely divided everybody. And that's the problem. You know, this nation is so far divided, you know, whether it be health care or race or, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, it's
religion.
Religion.
Kind of setting the stage. Kind of setting the stage of what biblically, you know, and I don't want to throw the Bible in there and get into a big debate with everyone, but we're in the end times, man. You know, brother against brother, mother against daughter, you know?
I'm with you. But it's
time. Well, listen, I've got 2 minutes left, and
yeah,
there's going to be an important – I don't usually promote other shows, but you're welcome to come back on. I got your number here, and I don't give it out to nobody. It's private. I can't do that because Blog Talk would kick me off. But I've got your number. You call back in next Thursday. I'll make sure you get on. We'll be on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. Understanding the times in which we live in today. That's the name of the program. We talk about subjects like this. We call governors. We call congressmen. We call senators. We do that live on this program. Okay? But at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in a little over 30 minutes, I need my supporters to call in to this phone number. And that's 619-924-9807. Again, 619-924-9807. We're going to discuss race in this country. We're going to discuss race. And I have a feeling I'm going to be tag team. They're going to tag team me and try to destroy me. I asked for a debate partner. I've got no one who volunteered thus far. I do have a judge on my side, and it's probably going to be a tie, and then they're going to open it up to the audience to explain this. We're talking about race. We're going to be talking about the Confederate flag, okay? And I appreciate the new first-time caller that called in. I always welcome new callers. You're always welcome on this program, always, and I always give everyone a voice. And we're on for 90 minutes on Sundays and Thursdays. Everyone gets a chance, no matter what your opinion is. Sometimes we get into heated discussions. We get into real heated discussions. But we have to remember, what's the title of the show? Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. I got to wrap up the program. I got to get ready for the next show. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, you contributed tonight. Thank you so much. BitBanker in Connecticut, hope to hear from you soon. Let's see, Mike out in Wisconsin with his new number. I hope you call in and support me, Mike, on the next show. And area code 302, you're always welcome on the program. I may not always agree with you,
But I do appreciate you. I do. And the new caller, Erie Code 706, and Bridget Pruitt, Elizabeth Rondo, Deborah Lewis, and so many more. Thank you so much. Good night. Thank you so much. Good night.